20 minutes after 5 o'clock here on KDOM. It's now time for Coach's Corner, where we talk with area coaches about their upcoming season and the season so far. We're going to be talking with the football coaches from Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, here in Lake Okeechobee, Fulda, Mountain Lake area Comfrey, as well as your Windham area Eagles. And we'll also talk with Coach Crystal Fast of the Windham Eagle Volleyball Program. That's all coming up tonight on Coach's Corner.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto today at 507-831-1314. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okeechobee, Fulda. Coach, we had you last week at home against Hills Beaver Creek, and looked like you guys, you know, improving throughout the year, I'm sure, in your eyes, and you know, a very good Hills Beaver Creek team coming to town. And we talked about, you know, the Patriots kind of just reloading every season, and they have a lot of athletes again this year. You guys were moving the ball well. It seemed like there was a couple times where you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot with either penalties or turnovers. Can you talk just a little bit about the ball game and some things that you can take away heading into this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like you said, I do think we're improving. Maybe it's not as fast as we necessarily like, or the fans necessarily like, or anything like that. But I do think we're making progress, and that's what we talked about at the beginning of the year. Is we just have to get better every game, and eventually we'll break through and we'll win some games. But you know, Hills is so consistent in everything they do, and that's what we want to get to as a program and as a team, is be that consistency on every play where we can, you know, make up for penalties or make up for turnovers or things like that. And they have the ability to do that and have for a very, very long time. So I think we did play better. I think we battled with them defensively pretty well. We made a couple adjustments early and then had a long stretch where we played pretty well. I thought we moved the ball better on offense and just couldn't finish until the end. And so I think we're getting there, but it's, you know, we got to get more consistent on a play-to-play basis.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, you got another tough one coming up on Friday against Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman, a team that is, you know, playing some really good football. Can you talk to us a little bit about the matchup and what you expect headed into Friday?
Sure. They're, you know, pretty similar to Hills in kind of their style of play. They have a really athletic quarterback. He's a senior. He's someone that we're going to have to look to contain. They throw the ball a lot more than most teams in this area of nine-man football throw the ball. So it'll be a different challenge from that what we've had the first 2 weeks. Looking forward to that. And somebody that we've had really good matchups against in the past. We've kind of split a little bit a few times with them. So looking forward to that, and hopefully, you know, getting a chance to compete on what will be a cooler Friday night. So we're looking forward to that. They're athletic. They kind of spread it out a little bit more. And then defensively, we got a couple of big guys up front and a couple of really good linebackers. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here talking to us on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Windham and Mountain Lake, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, agent from Windham and Mountain Lake. Please call us at 507-831-1711, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Insurance.
GDF Enterprises in Windham. Whether you plow it, load it, mow it, blow it, or haul it, GDF has it all. Large showroom and outdoor lot. Located Highway 60 and 71 East Windham. Your one-stop shop and more. Browse our inventory at gdfbobcat.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football. Coach, a tough one last week against a very solid team in Renville County West. And, you know, these are two teams that I think everybody outside looking in, we're kind of keeping an eye on this one. Two of the teams that, you know, a lot of people think here early on in the season are at the top of the section and two of the best nine-man teams in the area. And it looked like it lived up to the expectations, an overtime thriller, but Renville County West got the win 19-13.
Yeah, you know, it was a very competitive, very hard-hitting, very good football game. You know, I think any time you get put in that situation or your kids get put in that situation early in the season, it's a learning situation. And I felt like our kids battled throughout the entire game. We got off to a little bit of a slow start. We spotted them 13 points in the first half. But flipped the script a little bit in the second half, and we're able to find a little bit of wiggle room on offense, to get one in the third quarter, and then got some big key defensive stops in the fourth quarter. And, you know, gave ourselves a chance at the end. You know, one of the things that we always preach to our guys is if you give yourself a chance to win in the fourth quarter, you know, things can happen. And fortunately, you know, and unfortunately for us, you know, we were able to get a touchdown late to tie it up. And, you know, just some missed execution on the PAT and then a couple missed opportunities in overtime and a blown coverage and, you know, on their end overtime. And that's the difference in the game, unfortunately.
Yeah, Coach, you know, it was a battle, like you said, overtime loss, and going to have to be a quick bounce back here as you guys got Edgerton at home, a team that is, you know, a young team last year playing a lot of freshmen. Those guys coming back with a little more experience, and they're a very physical kind of run it every down type of team. And coming off a physical overtime game, really going to have to bounce back and deal with the physicality of Edgerton here on Friday.
Yeah, you know, Andrew does a really good job of making sure his kids are ready, right? He always gets the best out of what he has to work with down there. They have a lot of, you know, tradition and have had some really good football teams in the past. They've been a little down over the past couple of years, but they're starting to make their, you know, making their climb back to being a dominating type football team that he's used to having down there. And we're gonna have to, you know, like I told the kids immediately after the game on Friday, you know, like, we got to put this one behind us because we got two tough weeks in a row here, you know, to follow up, and you don't want to get caught in that hangover of losing a close game and let it turn into another one or into a downward slide. So you know, we're going to work hard at trying to make sure we maintain our physical presence that we've had so far through 3 weeks. We've got to use our speed to our advantage on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we got a couple of guys that get nicked up a little bit and have to find some guys to slide in and fill those holes, you know, but that's football that happens, you know, at every level. And the next man up type of situation is where we're at right now, and, you know, those guys got to get up to speed. So we got a lot of things that we got to cover this week in practice to be ready. Like you said, they're a mostly running football team. They got a couple of big physical linemen that they like to go behind, and they got some backs with some speed. So we're going to have to be on our game defensively, especially in the run game, but at the same time not fall asleep on the back end. You know, there's a lot that goes into that type of offense that you got to get ready for. And then, just got to shore up some things on offense. We weren't very good offensively last week. We dropped some balls. We missed some assignments on the line, you know, up front. So we'll clean that stuff up, and, you know, hopefully we're ready to rock and roll on Friday.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we look forward to covering the game on Friday. We appreciate you taking the time here, as always. Look forward to catching up with you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacement, oil and lube changes, tires and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Windham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove. And Coach, coming off a bye week, you know, we talked about last week trying to kind of balance things in a bye week. It's nice to have one to kind of get some rest and get some guys who are banged up, you know, back to at least hopefully close to healthy. You know, it's always nice to have that week break, but, you know, it's also kind of, like we said, a balance. You kind of got to make sure, you know, not to fall asleep on the things like mechanics and, you know, fundamentals and some things like that, you know, heading into a big week like this week where you got a Hills Beaver Creek team who may be down from previous years but still always seem to kind of reload and have a solid, consistent football team.
Yeah, they're undefeated, so whether they're down or not, they're 3-0. We're 0-3, looking for our first win, so we need to, you know, take every rep seriously. And that was what you said was nice about the bye week. We were able to refocus on, you know, the week before. During the bye week, we had time to, you know, work on some things that we need to get better at, and it wasn't so much, oh, game planning for Hills and getting the game plan in order and doing all those things. It was more, okay, what have we not done well the first 3 weeks and retool that stuff. So that was really nice. It was nice to take a couple days and, hey, guys, you know what, go to the volleyball game that's down in Hills, where they had time to get down there and just kind of take it easy for that week. We also had a fundraiser we were able to, you know, do during our off time, and we got a lot of good work in, and then refocused, come back for a full week. It actually gives you an extra day to prepare, which was nice considering it was 100 degrees on Tuesday. You know, it gave us some room to, you know, hey, we only need to be out here for 45 minutes. Let's go back into the film room and finish practice there. So having that week was nice. We had some not injuries, but I guess I'd call them boo-boos that were able to heal, and we should be pretty close to full strength going down to Hills on Friday night.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, Hills always a tough place to play. You know, you mentioned, you know, Hills 3-0 on this season and kind of building up momentum here the last couple of games with some big wins. Can you talk to us a little bit about the expectation headed in to, you know, a game like this one on Friday? I'm sure, you know, you'd like to start quickly coming off that bye week.
Right, we need to win a ball game. That's just the bottom line. You know, we've talked about how we've lost on a Hail Mary. Played Renville fairly tight for the first half, and then let it kind of slip away. And then, you know, the previous game we were tied 6-6 with 7 minutes to go in the game, and could have won either way. And so our kids need to, you know, go down there. We need to learn how to win. We're ready to win. It's just a matter of executing that the game of football for 48 minutes and minimizing those mistakes. You know, mistakes are going to happen. It's just ours seem to happen at the wrong time, you know, and turn into big plays or prevent us from big plays. So, you know, we just need to play our best football, and we'll go down there and we'll see what happens. Our kids they're still working hard. We worked hard for the 2 weeks, and we'll be ready to go, and hopefully we can go down there and get a W.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we wish you good luck here coming up on Friday. Appreciate you taking the time with us here on the Coach's Show, and we'll talk to you again next time.
All right, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double-check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I'm here with Coach Tim Kirk of Mountain Lake Area Football. Coach, it was a heck of a ball game against the Edgerton Flying Dutchman, a team, a very physical team, likes to run the football, a low-scoring affair, and, you know, it, from the sound of things, was an exciting finish for you guys, able to get the first win of the season, 18-14.
It was. It was
one of those teams, when you play Edgerton, obviously they're going to be physical. They kind of run a double wing or single wing set, and they just want to get 3-4 yards, grind the clock out. And they were successful in the first half, but they did also turn the ball over, and we took advantage of one of those turnovers. And, you know, it came down to a couple big plays, and that's what helped us win the game. And it didn't look so good with 50-some seconds left, and they had just scored, and they ran a bunch of time off the clock. But we had a nice kick return at the end for a touchdown that allowed us to get the win. We were, you know, we're happy with the win. I don't think we played a real good game, but we played good enough. We played physical enough. And obviously we have to set the standard a little higher as we move on each week. But it was nice to win. 0-3 is not so good. 1-2 is pretty decent. And, you know, we're fairly healthy, and we just have to keep getting better. And if we prepare a good week this week, then we'll have a nice test for us at home on Friday against the defending state champ. So we're making strides. We did some things that we're not we can't do the rest of the year on Friday that allow that, you know, we won against Edgerton, but we can't make some of those mistakes. We have to make better decisions. But when you play Edgerton, it's a whole different type of offense that they run. So we have a whole different coming up with Leroy, like more of a spread offense. And, you know, we're pairing the best we can. Nice thing is that I think we're pretty much 100% healthy as far as I know, and we're going to have to do that. And we're finding some couple more guys that can maybe fill in at certain spots to give us breaks, because we have to. I really think we played pretty well in the fourth quarter. It's just one of those things, we have to be better conditioned. A lot of teams, just because of lack of experience, and you know, we just don't have the experience back from last year.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned, you know, this week you got Leroy Ostrander, a team that I believe has lost their last two games. So they're, you know, in a tough predicament here, not wanting to let things kind of snowball out of control. They're going to be looking for a huge win. You guys coming off your first win of the season, what are some things that you're going to have to kind of take away from this win to try to build off and continue that momentum here into Friday?
Well, we just have to, you know, from last Friday, obviously winning helps. It's kids a little more excited, but we have to realize, too, we're 1-2. I mean, that's not very impressive, but I feel overall we are getting better. For Friday, I know Leroy's 1-2. They lost some horses from last year, but one of their losses was they lost their very talented quarterback, and they had to kind of scramble with their backup. They end up losing that game, and then they won a game. And this past week, they lost to Lanesboro, which we have tape on. Lanesboro is absolutely dynamite. So that 1-2 record is kind of deceiving for them. And they got another kid or two that might be back that were out for a week or two. So they might be, you know, full bore except for their one kid. And we just have to do the things we do in practice and the things we talk about, you know, solid in the game. We're having a hard time transferring the week's practice and executions and X's and O's. We're having a hard time transferring that to game. We have to do that this week. And if we do that, then we have a very good shot at winning. And again, it comes down to turnovers, too. It's going to be one of those years where if you lose the turnover ratio, you have a good shot at losing. But I feel pretty confident. We've got to have a couple good practices here. And again, they have to make the long trip here. And it's going to be a good game. And it's actually, I really think it's two teams that you're going to see. One's going to be 1-3, and one's going to be 2-2. But at the end of the year, both us and Leroy, I think, are going to be pretty dangerous teams.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next time.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Keep kids thriving with regular checkups at the Eye Doctor, Clinic, and Dentist. Need help scheduling an appointment or establishing care? Call the Child and Teen Checkups Program at Public Health, 507-847-6918.
When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there, member FDIC.
We're now joined on KDOM Sports by Coach Adam Farag of the Windham football program. And Coach, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, it's Tuesday. We're just a couple of days out from when you guys are going to be taking on Jackson. The last game that you guys were in against Laverne got cut kind of short by a half more than anything. So leading up into that point, your boys were looking somewhat decent, but then coming out of halftime, you had an injury right out of the gate. Any sort of injury update on the QB?
Yeah, you know, he just took a shot there, but you know, he's good to go, ready to roll, and you know, that's going to be our plan, is roll with him. Should be fine.
All right, sounds good. So basically just got the wind knocked out of him and kind of took a bad hit on the way down.
Yeah, and that's just kind of something too with, you know, a young quarterback who hasn't had a chance to take, you know, very many hits. Obviously, we'd like to limit how many times he's getting hit, of course, but you know, it was just a shot that he got, but you know, that was kind of one nice thing about playing on Thursday too, is just they get that extra day of rest. But I mean, he was right there with us the next day, so I mean, really, it's just you know, technically didn't miss a play since the game got called right after that. So.
Yeah, that was let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, it was kind of an odd sort of situation, set of circumstances. The forecast that day, if I remember it right, it was calling for thunder and lightning throughout the rest, like for a majority of the night, but then. The lightning was kind of striking off the right of the press box where I was sitting, and then it slowly moved to where the referees were starting to see it. Do you suppose they were just trying to get that one half in to make the game count, or do you suppose they just only saw it at the start of the second half?
To be completely honest, I'm not really sure what happened with the whole weather situation there. I just heard the whistles, heard them call it off, and that was just what I followed. So I'm not sure exactly how that plays out from their perspective. So I just, you know, I'm going to listen to what the guy in the white hat tells me.
All right. Sounds good. And how did your boys bounce back, and how have they been practicing yesterday? And as we're talking right now, you're getting ready to go out to practice, but it's kind of on the warm side of things. So how do you suppose they're going to be in practice as of Friday, yesterday, and today?
So the nice thing, like I said about Thursday, is you are playing on Thursdays, you get that extra day. Friday we came in, you know, watched film, just got a workout in, and then gave them the weekend. But yesterday, with the JV being gone, you know, we were still able to have a pretty good practice, you know, go through our, you know, our install for the week, and then get down and watch the JV win their game last night, which is pretty cool. But, you know, I think that, you know, you always like to say that, you know, every game, you know, means the same amount on that kind of stuff. But no, it's always fun playing Jackson, just because there is always that little extra bit to it, just because of the, you know, the history between the two teams that goes back so long. And, you know, when I was playing, always remembering how the Jackson game always meant a little bit more in every sport.
Yeah.
So, you know, the guys are always excited to go out there and play. But again, you know, I think that just knowing that, you know, it's that team right down the road, that, you know, there's always that little extra motivation, whether or not they know it.
Yeah, and your next two games, they are going to be at home, if I remember the schedule correctly. Yep. So do you suppose that is playing into the boys' mindset coming into this next 2 weeks?
Well, it's always nice to play at home. You know, I think that it'd be nice to get a game without rain. you know, Mr. Johnson the other day was making a pretty good joke to me about, because I think it rained, you know, maybe in the middle of the week or something last week or over the weekend, and he came up to me and he said, it's weird that it's raining because you don't have a football game today. So, you know, it'd be nice to get, you know, a little bit better weather, nice cooler weather, hopefully not like it is right now.
Or hopefully not like it was on week one.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's the beauty of this state, though, is that you never know what you're going to get weather-wise. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we had a blizzard on Friday, but, you know, whatever the conditions, we'll be ready to go out and, you know, play our game.
All right, very good. And looking at Jackson coming up as your next opponent on Friday at Island Park, as always, what are three keys to a Wyndham victory?
Well, I mean, it's probably going to get redundant hearing me say this first one here, but execution is always going to be our number one priority, and that will always be the biggest thing for us. And then after that, you know, I think that just showing up, you know, right away, ready to play. Like I said, with it being Jackson, I don't think that we'll have that issue. You know, we just have kind of gotten off to a slow start in terms of, you know, the season and stuff. And so I think that, you know, that they'll come out with some extra fire, especially having that extra day. And so really starting fast will be good. And then going off of that, just finishing, you know, finishing all the plays, finishing every half and everything strong. So, I mean, if we can execute, start, and finish strong, you know, that'll put us in a real good spot.
All right, very good, Coach. Well, thank you very much for joining us here today, and good luck at practice tonight, and we'll talk with you after the game on Friday.
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, that was Coach Adam Farag of the Wyndham Area Eagles, and we'll continue on KDOM Sports right after this.
Our reputation of quality. 8-3 Patrick today.
Mountain Lakes City and Municipal Utilities value each member of our community. We strive to build confidence in community through efficient and caring people working in our water, wastewater, electric, streets, parks, cemetery, police, fire, ambulance, library, economic development, and administration departments. The City of Mountain Lake and Municipal Utilities, we're here for you.
We're now joined on KDLM Sports by Coach Crystal Fast of the Windham Eagle Volleyball Program. And Coach, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks for asking.
All right, not a problem. And you guys have been kind of busy. You guys have been all over the place the last few games. You were up in Laverne taking on the Cardinals up there on a Thursday night where the boys' football program was taking on Laverne Cardinals in football. And then you guys were in a tournament in Jackson. And then you turned around and played Jackson last night. And then you have a game on Monday. We'll get to that one here in just a sec, but let's recap that Laverne game. How'd that go?
Yeah, so we headed to Laverne last Thursday. Unfortunately, we came up short. We ended up losing that in five, 3-2. But, you know, Laverne does a really nice job of putting up a really big block. We knew that going in. We knew it was going to be a battle going in. You know, one, going there. Two, just a big, big night for that doubleheader, as you said, where football and volleyball are playing over there. You know, we definitely know we didn't play our best volleyball in Laverne, but we had things to learn from that. You know, we talked the next day at practice about cutting back on our errors, you know, not only the physical errors, but also just the mental errors. A lot of the things that, you know, spectators don't see, but we as coaches and players, know, whether that's, not reading the block or not, you know, reading, what they're doing offensively, just things like that. So we really talked about that. That's one thing we learned from Laverne. But overall, it was a great night. Great volleyball, Laverne. Like I said, they're a good program. Sarah does a nice job down or over there with them, and hopefully we get another shot at them sometime throughout the season.
All right, very good. And I mean, I don't want to come right out and say, but at least you guys got to finish your matchup where the football program, they had to cut their game via half. But I mean, that's one of the perks of playing inside instead of outside, right?
That's right. I'm glad we got to finish. That would have been disappointing.
Yeah. So let's flash forward a little bit. You guys had basically the Friday off, and then you guys had to turn around and went up to Jackson on Saturday for a quick tournament. So how did the girls fare in that one?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I can say is, you know, we talk about being mentally tough, and, you know, the Saturday before we had headed to Laverne and played in a tournament, and, you know, we just didn't play well that Saturday before, and that's the one thing that we have talked about as a program of getting over that hump of playing well on Saturdays. Obviously, tournament days get long. They get long for us as coaches, so I can't imagine how long they get as for players. But we did. We played much better in Jackson on Saturday than we did the previous Saturday in Laverne. We opened up with Westbrook Walnut Grove and beat them 2-0, and then played Heron Lake Okemena Fulda, which we knew would be, you know, a task at hand. Obviously, Tristra does a really nice job. They got a great program. They got some really nice athletes, and we ended up losing 0-2 to them, but definitely saw some really good things from the girls. Then we turned around and played MCW and beat them 2-0. And then we ended up getting into the gold bracket, which put us with Jackson County Central, the first round of the gold bracket. Competed both sets with them. I think we lost 25-18 and 25-22, which was really good for the girls just to see that they can compete with, you know, not only Jackson, but the Heron Lake Okemena Fulda, because the against Heron Lake Okemena Fulda, the second set, I think we lost 26-24. So lost to Jackson, which then put us against Worthington for the third place game, and we beat Worthington 2-0. So we went 3-2 on the day down in Jackson. And I mean, it was a great day of volleyball. We got to see some great teams. We got to see teams that we've seen or that we will be seeing. So overall, very satisfied with how the day went down in Jackson on Saturday.
And speaking of seeing a couple of teams that you saw in the tournament on Saturday, you had Sunday, and then you had Monday, and then last night on Tuesday, you guys traveled back to Jackson to take on the Huskies, and you guys went four rounds essentially with them, and it was basically 25-23 no matter what set you were in. So that had to be kind of a little bit of a confidence boost for your girls.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we just, obviously the Wyndham-Jackson rivalry is instilled in our kids. You know, I'm a Wyndham grad. I have it probably a little bit more than my players do. But it was just a really fun atmosphere last night down in Jackson. You know, win or lose, that was definitely, obviously winning makes it a little bit better. But fans were incredible. I love our student section. I loved Jackson's student section. I mean, they just make the atmosphere so much more fun. And the girls really, contrary to what people do believe, that atmosphere definitely gives a boost to the girls. And then anytime, you know, you get Wyndham-Jackson together, it's always fun. But and then when Wyndham can come out on top, especially down in Jackson, we're really satisfied with our play.
Yeah, and in a couple of the sets, I think it was maybe the third and maybe the fourth set. I could be wrong. I forgot my stat book here, but I think there were a couple of times where you guys were holding them off for a little bit, but then they came back and they tied for a couple of rallies and whatever the case may be. But then you guys just ended up pulling away and ended up getting the victory in the first or the second to last set in the last set of the match.
Yeah, they, you know, I think I saw last night on Twitter something, and one of those sets there was 12 different leads, four ties, and I mean that's exactly what the whole match did. It went back and forth. One team would go on a run, but then you know, the other team would get a side out, and then that team would go on a run. So it was back and forth. It was a lot of fun. Like you said, every set was 25-23, and you know, that just shows you what kind of volleyball was played last night. That was a really competitive volleyball. I can't say enough about my girls and how they came ready to play. You know, like you said, we had Saturday. We saw them. We had Monday to get ready for them. And the girls did everything that I asked of them as a coaching staff. You know, what we needed, what we felt we needed to do to get that win. And I couldn't be more proud of my girls.
All right, very good. Now let's look ahead a little bit. You have the rest of this week to practice and get ready for a home game against a very tough opponent coming to town. And the thing that I am finding kind of interesting is that you have had the last three or four games essentially out on the road, but now you're going to be coming back to home for almost what seems like a very rare home appearance for the volleyball program.
Yeah, this is our definite year on the road, unfortunately. But yeah, we get to play at home again on the 26th. We hope we have a huge crowd base. You know, it's going to be, like you said, Heron Lake Okabena Folda, great program, great athletes, great coaching staff. Trista does, like I said, nice job. Obviously, Trista's Wyndham alum, so she knows our program. And it's going to be a fun night. And you know, we also have Coaches versus Cancer that night, so we get to honor Steph Redmond, who's a para here, who has battled breast cancer. So it's going to be a fun night. I hope we can get a bunch of Wyndham people out there to support not only our program, but to support Steph, and then just the Coaches versus Cancer, and raise money for the Cancer Society.
All right, very good. Yeah, that is a very good organization to raise money for. Now, what kind of things are you looking for out of your girls between tonight and Monday against HBC?
You know, I think the one thing that we're going to have to do is we're just going to have to take a breath here. We've been playing a lot of volleyball in these last 2 weeks. You know, last 2 weeks we've gone Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So we're going to take a breather. We're going to actually enjoy our win last night a little bit today here. And then we're going to turn around and get back to work, and get ready for Heron Lake Okabena Folda. You know, we've got some things that we know, like I said, we got to see them Saturday. So that's nice. But they also got to see us Saturday. They weren't full strength on Saturday, so we'll have to, you know, remember that and take that into consideration when putting together our game plan. But, you know, these girls they're the ones that have been putting in the hard work day in and day out. And as long as they continue to do that and keep buying into what we want from them as coaches, it's going to be a fun night. And I'm really looking forward to the battle.
All right. Very good, Coach. Well, we will try to catch up with you after that game on Monday. And good luck the rest of the way. And good luck in practice for the rest of this week.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, Eric.
All right. Thank you. That's Coach Crystal Fast of the Wyndham Area Volleyball Program. And we'll continue on KDOM Sports right after this. That was your Coach's Corner program right here on a KDOM. We'll talk with the coaches once again next week on another edition of A Coach's Corner right here on KDOM Wyndham 1580 AM and 103.1 FM online at WyndhamRadio.com. And also, if you happen to miss the program tonight, be sure to check out our podcast feature on WyndhamRadio.com. We're just about a half hour away from the pregame show for Minnesota Twins baseball. They're taking on Kansas City in game 2 of a 3-game series. That's all coming up here in just a little bit.